we'll even play your band on the show if you send us your CD. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 for the local music show.
Good afternoon. You've got Living Writers on WCBN FM Ann Arbor. I'm T. Hetzel, and today I'm so happy to have Jeff Cass back here in the studio. Jeff, thanks for leaving the ball game.
Thank you, T. It's great to be here with you as always.
It's really good to see you and to get a chance to see you this week, this big week. Preparations for over a year for Poems for the People. That's going to be this Friday at Pioneer High School, celebrating 30 years of Ann Arbor poetry and community. And your work as a teacher, as a poet inspiration, as a poet yourself. Gosh, it's Friday, Jeff, the countdown.
I mean, I think that's kind of like the catalyst. Like, that's what maybe brought some of the poets in, was wanting to, like, I don't know, support what I've done over the years. But really, for me, the way I look at it is, this is, you know, we live in such a scary time right now. You know, there's so much going on and so much that just terrifies me. And to see an evening where we're going to have some of the finest writers in the country get up on stage, read their work. Nobody's using AI. You know, nobody's going to be playing a video game in the middle of it. I hope, at least, you know, not on stage. And it's just going to be like, I feel like we need that human-human connection. Even really since like COVID, you know, this is what we need. We need to gather in spaces and speak to each other. And so for me, I'm just so happy that I could use the occasion of me, you know, kind of wrapping up the teaching career to like bring all these people together and just have this magical gathering.
To make it a magical gathering. Yeah. It's going to be that.
Yes, it is.
There's going to be so many poets in one space.
Yes. And it's sort of like, I mean, I always dreamed of trying to do something like this. And way back in the day when I first started at Pioneer, we would do these kinds of events and where we would put the youth, the young people who are just learning how to write on stage with some people that, you know, had some renown, right? You know, we brought in some great writers over the years, like Martina Spada and Kim Adonizio and people, you know, really great writers.
Yeah.
But now what makes this one different is we see the progression, because we have the youth and then we have the people who used to be the youth who are now professional writers, the Carlina Duans and Noah Autumn Choi. And
is that
Angel
the Volume
Matthews.
Alums?
Yeah, a lot of Volume alums.
So what's Pioneer Volume? Alums.
So Volume is the program that we had for about 20 years at the Neutral Zone. It was called the Volume Youth Poetry Project. And we'd meet every Thursday night and we'd do workshops. And we did that for about 20 years.
Every Thursday night.
Every Thursday night.
I love that it's all in caps too, like Volume, right?
Yes, yes.
Like Turn It Up.
Yeah, there's some teenagers made that plan. You know, they designed the name of it and they the whole look of that and all that. They wanted to do that. And, you know, that was the idea. It's like, we have a voice, let's have it be heard. And now a lot of them are coming back as accomplished writers, professors. And because they've been able to make such strong connections over the years, as have I, we are able to bring in Ross Gay and Patricia Smith and Hanif Abdurraqib and Sarah Kay and Shira Ehrlichman, writers of that level, all in one place. You know, that happens maybe at the Dodge Poetry Festival or maybe at the National Book Awards, right? But like, to have it come to like a high school in middle America, it's an absolutely incredible opportunity for
this
the community.
Friday, this yes. Friday, May 22nd.
Yes, Schreiber High School, 7 o'clock. Tickets are still available. You can get them at the door.
And it's Schreibner?
Schreiber Auditorium.
Auditorium. You know, is that an auditorium that you are very? Is it like your one of your second homes, Jeff?
I would say that, you know, it's not. I mean, I've certainly been to a ton of shows in there, from Pioneer Theater Guild and all of that. So I don't know if I'd call it a second home, but I'm very comfortable there. And, you know, I love going to see every year they do Future Stars, which is like that incredible talent show. And I love going to that. So, yeah, I mean, I see my students in productions there all the time. And it's a great, great auditorium.
Oh, so when you're doing poetry events, it's not always in this particular auditorium then through the years?
No. I mean, this seats 1,400 people. So 1,400 people are not going to come out to see Jeff Cass reading poems. But they might come out to see Ross and Patricia. So, you know, hopefully they will.
And both friends of the show. So I'm like tickled pink that they'll be back in town
for
this
awesome
Friday. Yeah. And to get to meet new poets as well, Jeff. Like through your life always, you're always about thinking about gathering community. Like you said, it's going to be a magical celebration, a gathering.
I was hanging out with Angel and Shira last night, and you know, I told them that.
Oh, and Angel and Shira may be joining us later in the program, we think.
Hopefully.
Fingers crossed. If not, Jeff, you and I got it.
Yeah. So I told Angel and Shira, I said, listen, I feel like the luckiest high school teacher ever, because not only have I had wonderful students over the years, but how many of these incredible poets have been in my classroom, or I've had the opportunity to hear their words live on a regular basis, and have not just the poets who are coming this time, but Patrick Roselle and Reggie Gibson and, you know, this incredible writers have come through for the last 30 years. And, you know, I don't think the average high school teacher gets to experience that the way that I've been lucky enough to experience.
And high school classrooms.
Yes, absolutely. And that's why there are so many alums who are coming back and are now accomplished writers, because they were sitting in a classroom when Ross Gay came through or Patricia Smith came through. And so they were inspired by them. And now, you know, they're the ones doing the inspiring for the next generation as well.
Yeah. And that's why it's so important. Like, they value this moment, this return, this coming back and coming together. So Jeff, can you describe what it will be like? Like, cause you did say, you've already said you've got like the youth poets that are writing at Pioneer High or maybe Neutral Zone today.
Yes.
And then you've got these volume poets that are returning.
Yes.
And then you've got like some of these, like, I don't know, like nationally or internationally known poets.
Yeah. So it's going to start with the youth. And so the youth poets will come to the stage, and they have like 2.5 minutes each, and they've been working so hard on their poems. I've been working with them over the last few weeks, and it's just really great stuff.
I mean, this like your last class of
this is my last class, my last creative writing class. Yes. So I haven't actually thought about that idea that you just said. But
I shouldn't have said anything.
Okay. But
you're going to be sort of weepy, I guess.
That just kind of hit me a little bit when you said. But yeah, so it's been really fun to work with them, and they have very distinct voices, and they're going to be really fantastic. And so that there's 5 youth poems that will happen, and then there are 10 alum poets, and they'll each have one poem. I think they have a little more, like 3 minutes or 3.5 minutes. So they will each do their thing. So it's just going to be like one mic drop after another. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think anyone's going to go up there and it's going to be like, why is this person here? It's going to be like, wow, that person's amazing. Wait, hold on. That person's amazing too. Yeah. Oh my God. Wait, what? Another one? Wait, another one? You know, like that. And then we'll have a brief intermission. And then the last hour of the show will be our 5 guests. So we'll do about 10 minutes each. And that will be an opportunity for people to actually hear the 2025 National Book Award winner, a MacArthur Genius Awardee, a New York Times bestselling author, you know, the poet who has the most views in the history of YouTube. You know, they're all going to be on stage. So,
And representing sort of these sometimes often overlapping, but also different areas of the poetry world and community.
Yes, absolutely. And so, you know, I mean, Patricia is like, you know, crazy, right? Like, so she was a 4-time National Poetry Slam champion, right? She was the best ever in the Poetry Slam.
And then 4-time. Like, has anyone else ever done something like that?
No. No, I don't think anyone's more than twice, but okay. She's four times.
Patricia.
And, right. And,
Patricia
so then, and then she's like, okay, now I've done that, and now I'm going to take on the publishing world. And she's been a National Book Award finalist a bunch of times. She's a two-time Pulitzer Prize finalist and a National Book Award winner. And, like, that's crazy that she has been able to make that transition. Now she's a professor at Princeton, you know, and that's just a phenomenal. And for just to see her is worth the price of admission in itself, right?
Oh, wait, maybe we should mention that. Are tickets still available for folks?
Yes, tickets are still available. Yes, there's, if you...
Can people get them at the door on
They'll be
Friday?
Able to get them at the door. I think they will be able to get them
Because you already
the door.
Mentioned that this auditorium is huge.
Yeah,
so
it's
they'll
huge.
Be, it's poems for the people. So it seems like there'll be a place for any person who wants to come to this event.
Yes. And that was the thing. I mean... Yeah, we wanted a big space so anybody could come, wanted to come, could come. And the Poems for the People kind of takes its name from the poet June Jordan and her project, Poetry for the People, right? And she always had that belief that poems were for everyone. They're not for...
They are.
Right, of course. They're not for the just people who are ivory tower and want to, like, you know, whatever, unpuzzle them or whatever. And she thought this is the voice of the people. And, you know, I wanted to continue that spirit, which is what we've always had in Ann Arbor, and just be like, yes, you know, this is for everybody who wants to come, not just Pioneer kids, not just high school students, but anybody. And there's, you know, we've sold many, many tickets, several hundred, but there will still be seats.
I've already got a ticket.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
That's good.
Yeah. Thanks to poet Katie Hartsock. I have to give her a shout out. Katie is so, she's out there getting, yeah, she's like, this, we got to go to this. And I was like, yes. And then I started seeing all the great, like, stuff on Instagram, Jeff, that
know,
like Molly Rainer, like different people are posting, Carlina too. I think people saying about their stories about working with you, as young, like starting out, like, or first thinking they could be a poet.
Well, again, I mean, this is what makes me the luckiest teacher, right? Because, you know, a lot of teachers might be like, wow, you know, I once had a kid who turned into a published writer, you know, but, you know, for me, it's been like dozens. And I don't think it's me. It's that we have this community. We have this nourishing environment. We've built that culture. You know, it's not like I have any like grand wisdom, which is like, here's how you become a great writer. It's like I open the door for them and they just bust right through. And I've seen that happen so many times that it's just been, you know, like the most satisfying thing for a teacher is when the student, you know, outdoes them, right? Like becomes more accomplished than the teacher. And I've seen that happen dozens of times. And so for me, that's like incredibly powerful, just to see them come back, to see them own their art, own their voice, and become, you know, impactful people.
And also care about the community.
Yes.
Because of also coming up in like seeing what was like normal to you or what you valued. It also becomes something that just, it maps on to folks. 'Cause then you think, yeah, this is the way to be. This is part of what being a poet is.
Yeah. This is the ripple effect, you know, which is, this is you, like you waded into this body of water that is poetry. Right. But instead of just diving in and, you know, then doing your thing and dipping out, you know, you're in there trying to invite other people into the body of water as well, so they can become the next group swimming. And I think that has always been our ethos here. And it's not unique to Ann Arbor by any stretch, but it's always been our ethos. And I think that is also part of the reason like people like Ross want to come here, or Patricia, because they know that that's what we're trying to do, is bring the next generation up and create more readers for them and more readers of poetry in general.
And writers of poetry.
And writers of poetry, absolutely.
Makers of poems.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, Jeff, this event, Poems for the People, this Friday, May 22nd, at Schreiber Auditorium at Pioneer High School, is from 7 to 9 p.m.
Yes.
And tickets are still available online or at Designkhouse or Literati, because I know those are two of your partners, I think, in this.
Yeah, I think the best way to do it is to just kind of show up at the door, because I can't really explain the like website over the air, but it's there. If you're on Instagram,
you can
know, just
find
Google
it. Yeah,
Poems for the People.
Yeah,
and you can find it for sure. Facebook, same way, I'm sure. But you know, I
just
think show up
at
the door.
Yeah.
It's $5 for student of any kind, and $15 for general public. But I will also say this, because this is what I told my students. Don't let that, even if $5, if that's a barrier, don't
just
let it be
come.
The barrier. We'll put you on the guest list and get you in free.
Great.
I mean, you know, all every dollar we make is going to go toward DeZank Books and the DeZank House to like
that's your
have
next
future
step.
Programs. Yes, that is where I'm going next, is to be the poetry editor at DeZank Books and then do community literary arts coordinating at the DeZank House. And, you know, we're just trying to build up a little money that we can use to, like, have those problems programs move forward. Mm-hmm. But I will, you know, listen, you want to come to the show, come to the show.
Poems for the People.
It is for the people.
Come in. You'll be on the guest list.
Yes, I will personally put you on the guest list.
That's great. That's
come
great.
Into the auditorium.
Let's take a short break. Today on Living Writers, Jeff Cass is here. Poet Jeff Cass, teacher Jeff Cass, community organizer Jeff Cass. Poems for the People this Friday at Pioneer High School with so many poets in one place from 7 to 9 p.m. I'm T. Hetzel. We've got JAV behind the glass. We'll be back.
Okay.
If you're just joining us, so glad you did. Jeff Cass is here, and he's just laughing because Pioneer High is now coming back with the runs right now, I think.
Well, a little context is I'm the freshman baseball coach, and you know we got rained out on Monday, so I wasn't going to have to be a practice at the games, but we got rescheduled for today. But of course, I want to be here with, oh my God, we're so happy. Look, two of my favorite people in the whole world have wandered to the studio. So it's Angel Nafis and Shira Ehrlichman are here now, so I'm excited. And, you know, the baseball game is one thing, but listen, now we have superstars amongst us in the studio. So I'm going to stop talking so you can talk to people who are actually interesting, and let's make that happen.
I'm so glad you all made it down to the studio.
Happy to be here.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. And I know you must be so excited, or I'm imagining that you're excited for Friday, both of you, for the event coming up.
Yeah, it's a long time coming.
Yeah. So have you been part of the organizing? I should just say, introduce both of you. Shira Ehrlichman is here. Hi, Shira. Thanks for being here.
Happy to be here.
Angel Nafis is here. Thanks for being here, Angel.
Thanks for having me.
So it's a long time in the planning stages. Have you all been part of it? Because Jeff was saying it's been over a year this event has been in the works. Are you part of the brain children behind it or whatever?
I logged on maybe around, I don't know, What's the month before November?
October.
That was I was in. We sent out, I remember being part of like the original crew who like sent out invitations as we were trying to gather like the crew of who would be inviting.
Yeah.
So if we sent them out in November, logic goes that I must have known
about
at
it
least in after at least
right
before.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, it's crazy to think then, yeah, and that was 2025. So then it's like crazy to think that it is May,
yes.
2026.
Yeah.
And then it's happening.
It's just like, I mean, I the know. Countdown, right? It's Wednesday, then we've got tomorrow, and then it's the day. It's the big day.
It feels like that.
It does.
It feels exactly what you're doing with your...
Yeah.
They can't see your hands. Yeah. You hear it
in my voice.
That's how it feels. Yeah.
Is it like butterflies right now? Because this is about, like, this is a poetry event.
Yeah.
This is a big deal. So many poets in one building.
I know, from all over.
Celebrating Jeff Cass.
Celebrating
Jeff. A life in poetry.
I know. And he's so... from the jump of, like, organizing this, he's been very determined that it's sort of not about him, that it doesn't have anything to do with him,
and you can tell from the flyers in some way he's like down at the bottom.
me and the co facilitator with Jeff
give any shout out to
Molly Rayner.
She's a friend of the show.
She was like, we were really just like, Jeff, you have to put your name on this flyer. It doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's, to put it another way, the people who said yes, myself included, and I would say Shira included, it's something that we would say yes because it's Jeff.
Right.
And not, I mean, we love poetry, but there's poetry. There's a lot. Mm-hmm. We live in places where there's poetry. So that to all come back, kind of like, it's such a random part of the year. It is. It's because it's Jeff. It's because that's why we're here. So we're celebrating him. We're celebrating this like crazy 32 years of doing this and being a public school teacher. And it is indicative of his whole journey and what it's all been and how we all know each other.
Could you say how you met Jeff? What's your story with Jeff? And then Shira, maybe we'll come to you.
Yeah. So I grew up here. I went to high school I went to all my school here. And I met him maybe when I was about 15 years old. I mean, I always heard about him because
you went to Pioneer High.
I didn't.
You did not.
No,
so you
either.
Heard about him, mm-hmm. and you found him at the neutral zone?
No.
Okay. Let me just get out of your way. Tell your story, Angel.
I can go with your facts. It's just, that's not what happened. So. His name was sort of just like omnipresent in a bit, because if you went to any kind of like arts programming, particularly like the talent showcases that would happen sort of like annually, like Breaking Curfew, which was like a multi-genre talent show organized by like through all of the schools, Poetry Night in Arbor, which Jeff like founded and sort of brought to the town, and like all of these different ones, if you went to them, which it was common to go to them, it wasn't like you had to be very into it to go. You had to be like a kid who wrote poetry to go to these things. It was like everyone just would, you just would go. It was like what you would go. And so I knew of him through that, even just coming into high school. And then as I had more friends who went to Pioneer and were taking his creative writing class, which isn't a common thing in high school and public education. You take like your composition, but it's rarer to have English class that is like cultivated around creativity. And Jeff, that was like his sort of like brainchild, and his like his ode kind of was to like.
And he kept it going.
He kept it going.
Like, who's gonna do it next? We won't worry.
We
keep
won't
going
worry.
With your story.
We
Angel.
Won't worry. No, yeah. Please. I love this. So I'd heard about him from a friend, and we were going to Top of the Park. I don't know if that is a thing.
It still happens.
So,
yep.
Top of the Park.
Knock on wood.
That was like where you would go to just like walk.
In the summer.
You don't have to spend any money, but you can. There's like food. There's like people watching. You'd go from the time you're like eighth grade, so you could like see who you'd be going to high school with. Like you'd be like, that's that person. That's like, you'd be like putting names to like the AIM like mess at you. Like that's that person. Anyway, so I went with him there, and he goes, oh, that's Mr. Cass. And I was like, oh, that's Jeff Cass. And there he was. with his little his baseball short, his shorts, and his
always with baseball
ink stain on the shorts and the t-shirt, and he's holding the hand of a 4-year-old girl, which I would learn was his daughter, Sam. And in true Jeff fashion, he was both somehow very warm and like distracted, like totally, like totally just like, hello, like so, you know, so, so warm. And then would just, you know, was kind of like, you know, and I was like, okay, I can't read this person at all. And that's, yeah.
Thanks for saying this.
Yeah. and then I think the next time I saw him was at another event, like Homegrown, which was the Ann Arbor Collegiate Word Works like poetry troupe that he also founded and like was a part of that. And they would have their annual showcase. And that's when I was like, oh, this is for me. This is for me. This is so overwhelmingly great and powerful. And I've not seen anything like that.
What was it about the event? What was it?
Well, I think when you go to Poetry Night in Ann Arbor, or where you go to these other readings, maybe open mics, you get a sense of like, which is beautiful in its own right, but you get a sense of like the slice of life of like who's all in the area, who makes up the high schools. You get, it's like, you could, if you think about it like a book, it's almost like an anthology. Mm-hmm. Like you just get a kind of sampler of like who's around, what they're feeling, what people are going through, which is beautiful. But it, you can, and this is like a credit to Jeff, he is very welcoming of people who love, who want to write and want to share, whether they identify as a poet or a writer or not. Right. It's not uncommon to have like come through the Ann Arbor Public School System and be like, oh yeah, I'm not a poet. I've written some poems, which is like very.
And I'm going to say them out loud.
I'm going to say them out loud. Like, and which is great. And I've edited poems, and but I'm not a poet. Like that's a very common thing. And so I didn't see it as something that I needed. I was like, this is just the air we breathe. When I went to Homegrown, it's people who are like, I'm writers. I may be majoring in creative writing. I may be like majoring, I'm double major. I'm doing creative writing and I'm doing Latin American studies. And it was like, this is what I care
because
about.
This is what I'm going to be writing about, some of the themes in my book.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And so it was like, they were so serious. And the show wasn't everyone have an individual poem. There was like themes and sort of like interludes that they would do together, and they would do group poems together. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this is like a whole other thing. This is seriousness and passion as opposed to passion and sharing. It was like, come witness what is going to be happening anyway and like
so
be a part of it.
So this is before you took a class with Jeff?
This was all before I took a class
before,
with Jeff.
So you're not yet even 15 yet?
I'm 16.
You're 16 at this point.
And I've not taken a class with Jeff.
Okay.
And I'm, so then enter your, I did okay. go to the Neutral Zone when it was like over on Main Street, South Main okay. Street.
Yeah.
And this like tiny little, like what even was it? Like really, it was like connected to all these other things. It was like couches from who knows, you know what I mean? There was like stains, like you'd be like, and you'd like, somebody new would come and you'd be like, oh no, that one has the stain. You know what I mean? Like that was like the vibe, you know? It was like very like get in where you fit in. And it was also very warm and very, it did in some ways feel like being in somebody's uncle's like living room or something like this. And so I came, and I would have never come if my friend hadn't agreed to come with me. Like we both were like going to the school. We were like, okay, like on our like vision, like we're going to like go to Volume. And it was like every Thursday, 6 p.m., 7 p.m., something like this. She had a car, so she came, picked me up. We like brought our journals. We like got new ones.
Oh, nice.
You know what I mean?
Like, you were
got
serious.
New ones. We were like, fresh journal for this this situation.
This is happening.
And we like sat, and I remember, it's like embarrassing now to think of it, but like when Jeff was like saying all the announcements for that week and for upcoming things, and you could see that like people were like, some were more locked in. So, because some people were like core people who came every time and had maybe been on the slam team, and some people were like kind of in and out, some people like all different kinds, but you could see he was talking to everyone, and then were like delegating like tasks and things to be done. And then he mentioned he said like, anybody have any questions? And I was like, you know, like raising my hand, and oh my god, it's so embarrassing. I was like, how do we get to do Homegrown? like this show that I saw, there's like college students. That is like, they work all year to do it. And I'm like, and my first thing, and I'm like, here's my question. How do we get to do homegrown?
Great.
Like, right? Sit down, girl. You're like, take one, like, write, like, do one workshop.
You're like, from A to B to C to obviously, like, homegrown.
Yeah, I'm ready for that. Yeah. I'm ready to see at least what my path is. So that is like how I met Jeff. Jeff was like, yeah, so that's a little bit different than this. You know, like, that's like not this. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, you know what I mean? But yeah, I just like started coming every week and, like, yeah, we would then have our like open mics, and I was like so scared to read my first, like, you know, you hold a piece of paper and it's like,
yeah,
shaking, but like I had my journal and that was shaking. Oh, like, right. That's how like nervous I was. And
right,
I got to know Jeff outside of, because he's a teacher for real. He doesn't, the classroom doesn't determine whether or not he's teaching. So he really believes in growth and learning and having like really connected experiences. And so it like almost didn't even occur to me. I kind of forget, like, it, I forgot. And it is something that I have like, really, I'm like, oh yeah, people know him through the classroom. Cause I really don't. I did take a class with him, but that was like my senior year, like second semester, like something great. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm going to get it in
and,
there.
And if I can be real, like, I barely remember, like, I don't remember much. I remember some things, but like, it wasn't, it's not of our bond and our ongoing like friendship that we have had. Being actually in the classroom with him is like it's not even like a core tenet. It's like a very fringe thing that just sort of happened. Because I went to Huron.
Ah, okay.
That was my home school. I went to Huron. Okay. And you could take, technically, I was like freaking the system. You can take a class at any, I don't know if it's still like this, but you could take a class at any of the public schools if it's one that's not offered at your school. And so I was like, bet. Credit is not offered. Jeff's my dude. I need to get these credits up because I've been like just like screwing
writing
around.
Poems.
Yeah. And then like, let me just like meld this and like get this grade real quick. And that was...
Angel, thank you so much. I love hearing this story. And I can tell that Jeff and Shira do too. We're going to take a short break and then we're going to come back.
Sorry.
No, no. This is why you're here.
Okay. Silly Bill. I need to take up, monopolize all the time.
But we'll get, Shira, you're going to get a chance in the next quarter, okay?
Sounds
and then
great.
And let's hear, we'll hear your story, hear
Sounds
some poems. Today on Living Writers, I'm so happy to have Angel Nafis here, Shira Ehrlichman, and Jeff Cass, Poems for the People, this Friday at Pioneer High School, 7 to 9 p.m. I'm T. Hetzel. You've got Living Writers. We'll be back shortly.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. A new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free. It's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world in a bold world.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you're just in time, because today on Living Writers, I'm so thrilled to have Jeff Cass here, Shira Ehrlichman, and Angel Nafis.
Hey.
And thanks for choosing the songs for today. Shira and Angel both chose the music DJ'd for today. And thanks to Jason Adam Voss for pulling the songs for
us. Thanks, Jason.
So today we're talking about Poems for the People, which is coming up this Friday. Go to Pioneer High School, 7 o'clock. You can get your tickets at the door, and there's going to be a seat. There's a place for everyone. So, Shira.
Sorry, I'm crying already.
Is this your allergies?
Unfortunately. I'm allergic to the world, definitely. And I'm allergic to this, absolutely.
Things are getting more allergic by the moment. But Shira, thanks so much coming in. And so where are you coming from right now? And then maybe how you met Jeff.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm getting a little emotional just listening to Angel. Angel's my wife.
I know.
And we met 15 years ago in April of 2011 through poetry, through an event. And kind of knew of each other a little before that. And I moved to New York in true lesbian fashion a few months later. I was living somewhere else. And so from Northampton, Massachusetts to Brooklyn, New York to be with Angel and also just change my life up a little bit. And she said, well, this summer, you know, I usually go to the neutral zone to teach. Let me ask this guy, Jeff, if you can come. This guy, Jeff, of course. And she had told me about him. And there's like a bit of a lore around Jeff. But she had said, you know, talked about the neutral zone, talked about Jeff. And now when I look back, I think part of my emotionality is that like he just immediately said yes. I know he had known I'd come through Ann Arbor before because I was a touring musician and poet. But it was, I think of it as just kind of being like trusting Angel and being like, sure, you'll bring your new girlfriend. Who knows? She might be a convict. Who knows who she is? But we'll have her. And so then I came, and the reason I'm getting emotional is because like from then, almost every summer thereafter we went back to Neutral Zone and taught where Angel had been a youth poet. And so I got to very quickly, not only was I dating Angel, I was dating all of Ann Arbor because I had Jeff, you know, I had Karen, I had Sam, and came to know Julius and came to know Molly Rayner, who was the one person who was in the city hall with us marrying us, you know, down the line. Like half of our wedding was Ann Arbor and Ann Arbor poets. And, you know, Jeff is not exaggerating when he says that, you know, this is basically the blueprint for a lot of the country in terms of poets. Half our wedding was these incredible poets that came out of the scene that he fostered. And so for me,
and that you were part of.
Yeah. And then I felt immediately a part of the family. And I'm a fairly suspicious gal. Like, you know, it takes me a minute. And I always say to Angel, out of all the elder Jewish men that were in her life, like Jeff was an immediate, and all the other ones and all the other, you know, older men, poets, there was lots of poets
Angel?
She collects,
honestly,
you know, too many.
Entirely unintentional.
Yeah.
And perhaps to my detriment.
Yeah. It's like, and you know, I was a young woman, 27, looking around, and Jeff just got through easily. Like just got through, and it was really tremendous to watch him educate in a way that felt like it's what Angel is saying, that the classroom is so much larger than the classroom, and that
like it's always beyond.
It's always beyond. And that the care for someone's trajectory, for their voice, their worthiness was so effortless.
You can't stop believing in a person.
Yeah. And,
or
and
you should
hope that teachers don't, but it was so natural. Like the way that he leads and the way that he led in the space, it was like troublingly natural. I was like, how is this? I'm a teacher. So I was like, how are you? I have at times been struggling to connect with kids, or how do you get through? And it just seemed very, it bounced off him how much he cared, you know? So for me to be back, I like knew that I would get by Friday is going to be really one for the books. It's going to be, I think of it as a national event because you have poets that are internationally known, but then you also have the Ann Arbor blueprint, which is to say who matters is everyone who's a part of poetry, poetry. And so you have current students of Jeff, you have past students of Jeff, you have anyone who's been a part of the community that is, you know, that has Patricia is not random. Ross is not random, mm-hmm. right? These are people who have fed the community and been fed by the community. So we're talking about, like, you see a comet every 400 years or something. Like, this is yeah. this is like that.
And it really feels like that.
Yeah, when Jeff urges, like, you want to be there. If you can't spot the $5, you should come nonetheless. I really, really echo that because this is once in your lifetime, for sure.
Yeah, and maybe even bring a notebook.
Bring
maybe
a notebook. Bring a fresh
maybe
one.
A new one. A fresh yeah. one.
Yeah. That's right. Bring a yeah. fresh notebook.
Yeah. Because there's nothing
bring your
like...
friends and family. You know, bring an open heart, though. You yeah. know, like, that's really what it's all about. You mm-hmm. know, and just like the love between Angel and Shira is so beautiful, too. And I'll be honest, I told them last night, like, when I was at their wedding last year, and there were all these poets there, that was, well, that was 2 years ago now, right? Right?
Oh, my gosh.
October...
Was it? Did we get married in 2024?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Dang. Yeah. It's crazy. Good that you guys don't remember that.
No. But, yeah, it's a blur.
Time goes by. It's hard to have institutional memory for ourselves sometimes.
But on some level, that was like, listen, yep. let's do this one more time. Mm-hmm. Like, we all got together for this wedding.
Yeah.
But let's get together in Ann Arbor mm-hmm. and, like, have the
youth. We didn't have a normal wedding. Our wedding was very small. And we wanted to be able to fit around a table. So it was like just 40 of us, like including us.
Yeah.
And it was just speech after speech. It was just speeches, poets, like toast. And yeah. so I think Jeff is saying that he was like, this is a show. Essentially, yeah. less yeah. a wedding, more a show.
Right.
And we should probably do this if I'm gonna retire, we'll do this.
Yes. Yeah, and I mean, not to get too political, right? But like it was right before the election, right?
Yeah, it was.
And so... You know, things were already scary enough before the election because I could, yes. you had hope, but you kind of saw things coming. Mm-hmm. And like to gather in New York mm-hmm. with all these people, some Ann Arbor poets, well, many Ann Arbor many. Poets, but also the people that Angel has forged relationships with, like Hanif mm-hmm. And Sarah, and to have them all there in the same space and with such a beautiful, positive vibe of like, we're embracing life no matter what else is out there, mm-hmm. we're embracing each other. And that's like, okay, yeah, I know the end of my teaching career is coming up, but before it's over, let's allow the next generation to feel what I'm feeling right now. Mm. Like, let's open the door for the kid who's the next Angel, the next Shira, to see what this is like and what it can mean for them for a life. Not just like you help you get an A next year in English, okay. but like, this is like, you could live like this. Mm-hmm.
People need poems.
Yeah. Yes.
People need poems, and we need them in different ways in our mm-hmm. lives, right? And so often in school, that's why I love that it sounds like you've always subverted that, mm-hmm. Jeff, is it's not like what some kids' experiences are of poems in schools, you know? And that's really important. I mean, I don't mean to like put shadows upon English teachers across the nation for how they're teaching American literature or English literature or world literature, but it's just sometimes it's tough for like yeah. Students to feel like poems have meaning in this moment, and they really do. And to be able to understand that when you're young, because I think everyone's writing poems when you're young, like mm-hmm. when you're walking around, just mm-hmm. like, you know, you're drawing stuff, like you're making poems and you're living them. And then there's a way, if you want to, I mean, mm-hmm. you don't have to do it, but if you want to get a notebook or if you want to play or be serious with poems,
mm-hmm. yeah,
it mm-hmm. can be just a way to build a life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And speaking of poems, I can we hear some from these two? I mean, yeah, I love hearing them talk, but yeah. Shira, by the way, just signed 2 major book deals.
Hey, oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. Thank you.
That's so great. Yeah.
Shira, by the way, is still crying. Those of you at home, she's still crying.
Oh, no. God.
We should have a okay. tissue box.
It's okay. I'll be fine.
Oh, I see a tissue box.
Nah,
do you need some tissues?
Good.
Are you
I'm
sure?
Fine. Yeah, thank you.
A sleeve. I can
sleeve
see your
do.
Sleeve. Okay.
Exactly.
There's been other poets crying. They had to use like their like blow yeah. their nose in their shirt top. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I'll tell you what. Let's take a really yep. short break right now. Then we'll come back and we'll hear a couple
sure,
poems
yeah.
from mm-hmm. each person.
Sounds
so
great.
JV will go to the music. Everyone out there listening, so glad you're here. Poems for the people here in the studio. We've got Shira Ehrlichman, Angel Nafis, Jeff Cass. I'm T. Hetzel, JAV Behind the Glass. We'll be back. Boom, Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you are just in time because we're at the last quarter of Living Writers at the moment. And shout out to Pioneer High with a baseball. Hope they're doing well. and folks, thanks again for picking the songs for today. That was so like good to hear that one too. Today in the studio, Shira Ehrlichman, Angel Nafis, Jeff Cass, Poems for the People, this Friday at Pioneer High at 7 p.m. Just come. There's tickets available, but just come. Show up. You can get a ticket at the door or you can be on the guest list. Let's hear poems from the poets here gathered here today. Angel, do you mind reading a poem first?
Yeah. Okay. I'll read this one. It takes its title from the Stevie Wonder song, I Never Dreamed You'd Leave in Summer. I never dreamed you'd leave in summer. Inside our embrace are our graves, the way inside the pit is the peach. No, we never dreamed that they would leave, but their leaving dreamed us. Mm. Here on this chair, ants between my toes, afternoon sun on even my back's back, trying to affix words still long enough to walk through. There on that couch, latex bands cocooning your calves, tourniquet your marathon legs to woo blood to the joints, to forge beyond the mind's limit. It's summer. Each thing teems with itself. Full of shades, loudest stink off the blooms, juice threatening to burst the skin of its apricot. I'm ready, it all seems to say. It's summer, hummingbird drunk and restless plump. We lose what we absolutely can't. The bluest sky yet beckons our beloveds, absorbs them back beyond this realm, leaves us nothing but beauty and stone fruit. My friend, you are preparing now for your fourth race. You are the blackest lady above the hill, your stride a liquid confident from which the ink of this very pen takes its cue. We are not preparing to finish. We are preparing to continue.
Wow. Yes. So do you see what I mean?
Thank you, Angel.
When I say I'm the luckiest teacher in the history of high school, do you see what I mean?
Like, you get to
hear
you.
Stuff like that. Like, what? Who gets to hear a poem like that?
Crazy.
I mean, that's beautiful, Angel.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Angel.
Thanks, team.
Hummingbird drunk.
Yeah.
They do be that.
They do. And they're coming. And the beloveds being absorbed into the blue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Angel.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for letting me read some poems.
Oh my gosh. No, I wish we had a two-hour show today. I'm not sure if all of you want to be here in the basement with me for another time.
It's tempting.
Really. Come on back anytime.
Cool. Shira.
All right.
Shira.
Now you got me more teary. All right.
Are you sure you have no tissue?
I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah. Appreciate you, though. This is called A Question.
Oh, damn, not this one. You're wild for that. Sorry. I know all of her poems. Sorry.
That's what love is.
Yeah,
that's
you're
in all
is.
My poems. Yeah. It's Friday night, and the lesbians are picking up laundry. And yeah, while we're at it, mint lemonade from the new Palestinian spot. And the blue bag is heavy, but I carry it on my back, even with my bad ankle and the 30-degree chill, while you hold in each hand a cup mummified carefully in saran wrap, so as to stop spillage. One freezing cup in each ungloved hand, and you turn to me in your neon orange cocoon of a coat to say, actually, I think I might want to have kids. Picking up the thread that casually, after 3 years of peaceful, hard-earned agreement, and just as you ask, what do you think? My wife, might I add, you look perfectly tasty. Your afro radiant in the streetlights, parted down the middle, and your lips glossed with lesbian chapstick. Just as I begin to say, well, a white dog darts across traffic. Under the welcome to Flatbush Avenue lights strung up festively, he darts toward the shadowy nook by Rizbo's, and you scream, and follow him through the red light. And I scream and follow you through the red light. The dog has no leash. The dog has no collar. Its ferality is a nakedness we do not know how to handle. A man in glasses has joined us, and a woman who has trailed the dog already for 10 minutes, her ear pressed to 311 with no answers. All of the shelters are closed. The man's name is Matt. The woman's name is Cassidy, with a T. We, of all people, flag down the cops. What do? We keep asking each other. You are in the middle of the street, screaming for cars to stop, while the white dog oafs sweetly, a pit bull we see now, and most definitely a stray, his elbows raw, at every tree trying and unable to piss, and always 10 feet ahead of us, uncatchable, ignoring our coos and come here, boys. The point is, it is you who somehow locks him in the church parking lot behind the heavy gate. While the cops throw their hands up, it is you who talks to the pastor as he pulls into his parking spot about closing the gate for the night so the dog might be safe. It is you who comes back at 7:30 a.m. the next morning and cries, having found the gate open, the dog gone. Will I have a child with you? Will I, who decided no children were necessary, and you agreed, maybe even suggested it, after all this, have a child with you? My wife, drenched in headlights, arms spread wide, who screamed for oncoming traffic to stop because a white log of a dog was tumbling through, almost whistling as he went, though you had no plan but your own compassion. You are a mother. When you get back from that church parking lot, I am in bed. It is Saturday morning. It is raining hard. You crawl into my arms and cry. I hold you. We fall asleep like that. The dog roams the world like a question that is loved.
Oh, my. What?
Oh, no, it's in the tradition of this guy, really, of Jeff.
I have only one thing to say. If y'all do have kids.
Oh my God, this is not where this radio show can go. Are you kidding me?
I have one
this
ambition
isn't against the
in life.
NFC or whatever.
No, this is fine. This is okay. We'll allow
one
it.
Day, one day, I just want to throw a little batting practice.
Oh,
that's all.
I love that. I love that.
Reason enough.
Yeah, it's done.
Man. That was beautiful.
Thanks,
Shuma. It
was.
Oh my God.
Can I say? That's exactly the way it happened. There's not a detail that is exaggerated. That is exactly what it was. So sad.
It's so
it was so sad. It was so sad. It was so sad.
I am sorry.
Oh my God.
Not,
oh my
I
God.
Know.
Yeah, I'm kind of broken now, really.
Oh no. We talk about him sometimes. Yeah. Like, what happened to that guy?
It's like to hurt each other. It's like, do you remember that dog?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God! Now I see, think the next time I see you all, that's yeah. what I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
Oh no. I don't know, Jeff. We've got a couple minutes
break
left.
Break us off, Jeff.
And
do
then
it.
Get
and
us,
then,
buddy.
And then we're out of time. Yeah. So, do you have a 3-minute poem
yes.
within?
Okay.
Great. So you know, like, listen. All these Thursday nights have also meant Thursday nights when I wasn't home with the kids, and somebody else was doing all that work. So I did recently New York City. This is a New York City poem. Once in a restaurant in New York City, an older couple, on their way out, leaned in toward the table where I was eating with Karen. I don't know. And the woman part of the couple said, "You two look so much like you belong together. So happy. So beautiful." We were young then, mid-20s. And beautiful, yes, I suppose we were. Certainly Karen was, and taller by at least a couple inches. Maybe if we'd been standing instead of seated, the woman would have said something less flattering. I don't remember what the restaurant was called, not the Happy Burger, which was a different place, a diner where we'd often share French fries at a table in the back. Even now, when I grill burgers in our buckled driveway, I wonder if I'll ever be happier than I was then. When we got engaged, My buddies weightlifting with me in the basement said I couldn't stop smiling. They called the life I was living the Happy Guy Tour. We're talking 1990. We've grown since then. Still, I bench pressed more than that year than I ever had and hit a lot of home runs in softball games. It was sweet of that woman to say that. It takes some gumption to remark on the happiness of strangers. Mm. I'll be honest. I might be happier now than I was then. Having children with a taller woman can do that for you. I chuckle when I wrote that. See what I mean? I can make myself laugh even when not in a restaurant in New York City with its echoes of Frank Sinatra, Jay-Z, and Billy Joel. Another thing I remember is walking through Riverside Park with Karen near Grant's tomb. I didn't question why Grant needed a tomb in the Upper West Side. I heard he drank a lot. Now I know he married the sister of a slave owner. His abolitionist father refused to attend the wedding. What these things mean today, who can say? Still, let's not bury that season of home runs over the wall, of burgers and fries and kissing in a small elevator on the way to class in the building where we went to school.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Jeepers.
Jeff Cass. Jeff Scott Cass, everybody.
Everybody.
My goodness.
Everybody.
Goodness.
Wow. Is that a new poem, Jeff?
That is a brand new poem. And it came out of a workshop that Ciara Tucker was teaching a couple weeks ago at the Dezank House with a bunch of teenagers. And I don't know why, but I just like, okay, I need to like write a love poem because I haven't done that in a while. Mm. And, you know.
Was that the prompt? Write a love poem?
No, it was like about a place. Just about a place. And, you know, I remember that moment where that, you know, that woman said, you guys look so like you belong together. And I'm like, yeah, it's because I'm sitting down right now.
A long torso.
No.
No, I think you belong together through your eyes, not from your, like, other things.
What's the title, buddy?
Yeah. The title is Once in a Restaurant in New York City.
I mean, okay. I agree that's the first line, but it's the Happiness Tour. Yeah. That's the title.
The you think I
should that's the title.
Oh, yeah, nice.
The Happiness Tour is the title. That title is the first line.
Yeah. Okay. Done. Okay, editing on the fly.
Yes,
how it happens.
It's an emergency.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, I'm like, staff, cesarean. Let's get in there. That baby's going to die.
Yeah, we need to publish that tomorrow.
That beautiful baby's going to die. Yeah, we're going to get in there.
Well, because if you don't have a good title, sometimes somebody won't.
Yeah, put it down.
Yeah.
It's not even that. It's that is the title.
Right.
That's
right.
Just the title.
Well, it's like what's meant to be.
That's
right.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, if you still have the dog, what would you name the dog?
Oh, Lord.
Wow, what do you think?
It would have to be something, maybe Cassidy with a T. I don't know.
Cassidy with a T. Yeah, but the full thing. We'd have to say it. Cassidy with a T.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Don't make us a hit.
Yeah.
Dog heart.
Today on Living Writers, I've been pleased as punch to have these three here in the studio. I'm so glad. Thank you all for making it down here and coming to Ann Arbor for today, coming early, and for Friday for Jeff's. We're going to say it, Jeff. This is a celebration of Jeff Cass this
really
Friday.
Is, yeah.
Okay.
It's a celebration of Jeff Cass and poetry and poems in community.
Yeah.
Right?
The community, it really is. And I mean, yes, I hope everyone in Ann Arbor comes out because we need this now. The teachers are in these horrible negotiations and there's so much acrimony and the world has so much acrimony. So come out Friday night and hear Ross Gay tell you how beautiful the world is.
There is delight.
You know, I mean, hear that. You know, hear Angel, hear Shira. Hear Sarah Kay just make everyone fall in love with themselves.
And all the young poets.
Yes.
I'm so excited
God.
See everything and the volume poets returning and gathering.
Yeah, that's right.
Poems for the People, celebrating 30 years of Ann Arbor poetry and community and Jeff Cass.
And come in and we will find a seat for you. I don't care how full it is. If you have any money or not,
that's right.
Show up, be part of it. We want you there.
Poems for the People. Thanks so much.
Thank you,
to Shira Ehrlichman, Angel Nafis, Jeff Cass, to Jason for engineering, to Reverend Andrew for the radio for my mom. And thanks, Mom, for listening and all you out there for listening. We're out. Until next time.
Thank you, T.
Thanks, T.
Oh, that was fun.
What a blast.
Thank you.
Yeah, we get it.
I love a parade. I love to listen to the wonderful music and to march along. Have you ever been to a parade? Well, we could pretend that we have a parade right in our own house.
Hi, my name is DJ Stashu, and today we're going to pretend to have a parade right here on the Drive Time Polka Show. And today we have a special episode because we have Bobby in the studio, and we also have 1 hour, 1 whole hour to be with you. Isn't that right, Bobby?
Yes.
Isn't that right, Bobby?
Wow.
Wow, Bobby.
Wow.
Wow, Bobby. Wow.
Wow.
Wow, Bobby. Wow, Bobby. Wow. Wasn't it fun to meet Jerry?
Wasn't it
fun to meet Reverend, I forget?
Reverend Jim.
No, not Jim.
Oh.
His name was something else.
Steve.
Shh. It's okay now. We're going to pretend to be in a parade.
Yay! We're having a parade.
So everyone line up and listen to the music, and we'll march around.